The stock price of the world's second-largest media corporation climbed 10% yesterday. One small piece of good news for Vivendi, which this week fired its CEO after months of mounting debt and falling stock prices. Ousted chairman Jean-Marie Messier had transformed a French water utility into an international media powerhouse, buying wildly different companies like cable outlet USA Networks, Universal Movie Studios, a beverage company, a music conglomerate, and a cell phone firm. Messier's dream was to create media synergy, one giant corporation whose products could be marketed and distributed across multiple media. Now Vivendi's troubles are raising questions about whether the concept of synergy really works. Ken Aletta of The New Yorker magazine says in Vivendi's case, the problem was sheer size.
When you get to be so large, in order for synergy to work, you have to align the interests of the company with the interests of the various divisions. That is to say, the people who work in the music division have to have the same interest in cooperating with the movie division or with the distribution division or with the electronics division as they do in the work they're doing themselves. And they don't often have that. What you need to have is a central dictator who basically orders people to do things that are not always in their interest. And it's very hard to harmonize them.
Are other media companies facing the same problem?
Yes.
Who?
Well, you see, you just look at the stock price. For instance, you have AOL Time Warner. Its stock price is down in the teens now from a high in the 70s. I mean, it's a company in better financial shape than Vivendi. But still, it's got huge debt like Vivendi does, though not as much. And it's got these huge problems. And with their stock price so low, it's very hard for them to raise the kind of capital they need to do the things they want to do. Murdoch's company, News Corp, is way down in stock price. Disney, which when it bought ABC in 1995, promised that synergy would work. What they said was that we will take out Disney Studios and we will create product for the ABC network and use the ABC network as a distribution system for our product. Well, the Disney network, ABC, is in third or fourth place now in the ratings war. So it hasn't worked there either.
Is synergy a workable concept at all?
Well, of course it is. And there are plenty of examples of synergy that works. I mean, for instance, if you're AOL and you've got a movie coming out at your Warner Brothers studio and you use that, you turn on your AOL service, right? The first thing you see on your opening screen is a promotion for Warner Brothers movie. Well, the first thing you see is an opportunity to subscribe to Time Magazine, which is another part of that giant company. So those are examples where synergy really has worked.
Ken, can you give me an example of what Vivendi thought it would like to synergize? How do water and movies and phones all fit together?
What Vivendi hoped is that the phone lines that they had in Europe, where they have access to high-speed access to the Internet over mobile phone, that the technology would move so quickly and high-speed access to the Internet, both through wireless and wired devices, would move so quickly that with almost overnight, a consumer, would be able to take that phone in hand and instantly get to watch a movie, to download Vivendi music from Universal, to watch one of their TV shows. And that convergence and that digitalized future that Mr. Messier envisioned did not happen. The technology wasn't there. It wasn't ready. And it was very expensive to do. So therefore, the customers weren't following.
Why has Vivendi stumbled so badly? Are investors losing faith, or is there some type of WorldCom-like scandal brewing?
You know, I think we ought to be careful in the press about scandal-mongering. I mean, there are any number of outrageous examples of corporate malfeasance, including WorldCom and Enron and Adelphi Communications and others. But, you know, a lot of companies are populated by people just like you and me. They go to work and they try and do a good job. And they get in trouble not because they're crooks, but because of other failures. I mean, they may have the wrong strategy. You know, in Vivendi's case, it was also, you know, they just got too big and they lost the transparency that investors today are looking for. So they say, hey, I'm getting out of here. I'm going to lose my money. And that's exactly what investors do when they make investments. I believe in this or I don't believe in this. And they lost their belief in Vivendi.
Ken Auletta is the communications columnist for The New Yorker. Ken, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Enjoyed it.